Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The misconception that we are going to discuss today relates to one of the marriages of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now it is known that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Zainab bint Jahash, who was his cousin. And now this marriage has come into discussion, and a lot of objections have been raised against it. And the primary reason is that one of the books, Muslim history books, the Tariq of Abu Jafar ibn Jarir Tabri, has recorded a certain incident vis-a-vis this marriage, which has become a basis of objection on the personality of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is recorded in this book of history that once when the Prophet was visiting the house of Zayd ibn Harisa, who was his adopted son, he was also a slave and he had liberated him and had adopted him as his son. Once when he was visiting his house after his marriage with Zainab bint Jahash, Zayd of course was not at home, and Zainab, it is said, was changing her clothes, and Ma'azallah, the Prophet Muhammad saw her while changing her clothes, and he fell for her. And Na'uzubillah, it is said that it was here that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was actually thought of the fact that he would like to marry Zainab. And when Harsa came to know that the Prophet had visited his house, and he also came to know of the details, he at once went to the Prophet and said that he'd like to divorce his wife Zainab so that he could marry him. And this whole incident is recorded in the Tariq of Abu Jafar Tabri. And it is said that since the Prophet saw him, and it was on his seeing Zainab and then falling in love with her, Na'uzubillah, in this way, because she was dressing and changing her clothes, that this whole thing took place. And Zayd, in fact, in order to please his master, divorced his wife. Now this incident is absolutely against the Quran. Not only is it against the Quran, but the book itself, which records it on the authority of Waqidi, we know that Waqidi is a narrator who has been regarded as an absolute liar, an absolute filthy liar by the narrators, by the Muhaddisun, and they do not regard him to be trustworthy at all. This incident has been recorded on his authority, so therefore it cannot be accepted at all. It has been recorded by a person who we know our Muhaddisun have called a liar. He is an absolute person who has no basis, who cannot be regarded as trustworthy at all. Now, if we study the Quran also, we find that the whole issue is an entirely different perspective than what this book of history in this particular section tells us. It is known that the Prophet had married off his liberated slave, Zayd ibn Harisa, to his cousin Zainab bint Jahash, and the primary motive was to raise the status of slaves in the Arabian society. We know that slavery was rampant in the Arabian society, and in order to do away with this evil custom and to raise the status of slaves, one of the measures which was adopted by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to marry off his paternal cousin Zainab bint Jahash with his liberated slave, who was also incidentally his adopted son, Zayd ibn Harisa, so that the status of slaves could be raised in the society. However, unfortunately, we know from history that this marriage could not be pulled along, and Zayd wanted to divorce Zainab, and the Prophet himself repeatedly told Zayd not to do so, because he knew that if this would take place, then the only way to console Zainab would be that he should marry him, or the Prophet should marry Zainab, because it was on his instigation, or it was because of he inducing her that she had married Zayd ibn Harisa. And if this divorce would take place, then the only way to console Zainab for the Prophet would be to marry her. And he would not, of course, want this to happen. And we know also from the Quran that another reason for this was that the wife of an adopted son held the same status as the wife of a real son, and therefore she stood prohibited from marriage for the father. Now, this evil custom had also to be reformed, and since no other prophet was to come after the Prophet, so the Almighty decided that it was through his last prophet that he would rectify this custom as well. So we know from the Quran itself that that the Almighty says that it was he who actually wedded Zainab with Zayd, and the decision of this nikah or this marriage was taken by the Almighty himself. It had nothing to do with the whim or desire of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He in fact wanted that Zayd should not divorce Zainab, and he repeatedly asked Zayd not to do so. And of course, as the Quran indicates, that the reason being that he knew that if this would happen, then of course the only way to console Zainab would be that the Prophet would have to marry her. And the other thing, as I said, was the Quran, it's, the Almighty also wanted to reform the custom of the father not marrying the wife of his adopted son, since the adopted son does not hold the same status as the real son. So this custom also needed to be rectified. It needed to be reformed. So this was the reason, or the details on the basis of which the Quran says that the Almighty Himself had made the decision of this marriage, and it had nothing to do with the desire of the Prophet Muhammad himself. And as I said earlier, that the way this incident has been recorded in a very, very ugly manner in the books of history, Muslim history, it has no basis at all. And I had also indicated earlier that this incident has been recorded on the authority of Waqidi, who is a narrator who has been recorded as absolutely untrustworthy. He has been called a liar. He's been called someone who is matruk, who has to be forsaken in matters of history and hadith. And so therefore, anything which is reported on his authority cannot be accepted of this import. So in a nutshell, we can say that the reason that the Prophet married his cousin Zainab bint Jahash was entirely different, and has been clearly stated by the Quran as the fact that the Almighty wanted the custom of marriage with the wife of one's adopted son to be reformed. And this was the reason that this marriage had taken place. And it was primarily the decision of the Almighty Himself, as the Quran clearly says in Surah Ahzab. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ